Norwegian composer Ole Yalo has three choral recordings to his credit, and now with the release of his latest recording, Night, three solo piano recordings as well. He started off at the piano, improvising, being inspired by artists like jazz pianist Keith Jarrett. And he spent a lot of time improvising on many different pianos for his new recording, and you'll find out why on this edition of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. I'm talking with Ole Yalo, who's best known as being a contemporary choral composer. However, his latest recording is a new collection of solo piano pieces. Is this your third recording?
Let's see. This is my third piano album. And then I have three choral albums as well. Yeah, so three of each. But yeah, my last three have been two choral albums with some piano music on them, and then this latest one, which is all solo piano.
Doing a solo piano recording kind of takes you back to your roots. Could you talk a little bit about how the piano grounds you?
Yeah, that's always been my instrument, and I started playing piano when I was 4 or 5, I think, and I just started improvising very early, and not sure where that came from, or because I didn't have a teacher or anything for a while. But I think I had a good ear as a child and could sort of hear stuff on the radio or other places and play it back on the piano. So I started improvising and then eventually sort of composing at some point. So the piano has always been my personal way of expressing myself as a musician, other than composing ever since.
You moved to New York City in 2001 from Norway to study at Juilliard, is that right?
That's right, yeah, when I was 23.
And that was kind of a rough year in New York City, yet somehow you fell in love with the city. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was an incredibly difficult time. I arrived, I think, just like 2 weeks before 9/11. And we're in the city on that day, and obviously never forget. But it was a difficult year as well. It was such a tough year for the city to recover and kind of get back to normal somehow. But it also kind of really bonded me with the city, I think, and made me feel even closer to it, the way it recovered and the way people treated each other and really pulled together. Yeah, I really fell in love with the city and the country. And except for 2 years in London, I've lived here ever since.
So what is it about New York City that makes you love it so much?
That's a good question. I'm from a rural area in Norway, so I'm not a big city person at all growing up. I grew up half hour from Oslo, but it was almost countryside where I was. But for some reason, I really gravitate toward sort of really big cities, and I love being in them. And I think I love places that never sleep, because I don't. Well, I do sleep, but I'm a very, very late night person. But New York City is, I don't know, I think it has like a soul to me. There's a very soulful city. It's like almost, it has its own personality in a way. It's own character. And I think there's so much beauty in it. I love skyscrapers for some reason. I think it might have something to do with being from Norway and being from a very mountainous country. And I think the skyscrapers kind of remind me of that, maybe. And it's kind of reassuring in that way. And I love the skyline. I live in Queens, so I live outside of Manhattan. But what I love about it is that I get to look at Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan. And I just love the look of that skyline, especially, and all the lights that are on all night. So that's a big source of inspiration for me.
Your new solo piano recording is called Night, and it reflects those romantic nights in New York City, the city that never sleeps, yet your music is quite calming.
Yeah, that's the weird sort of dichotomy, I think, in New York City. It is, you know, famously the city that never sleeps, but I also feel very at peace in New York at night. And it has, especially where I live, there isn't much traffic late at night, so it gets pretty quiet. But you still look at Manhattan, where, you know, it's completely lit up. So it's kind of always breathing, living, even though it's late at night. So I love that kind of weird contrast.
Why did you want to make this recording?
Well, I love to kind of alternate between doing a choral album and a piano albums, because those are kind of my two main loves as a musician, as a composer, and a player. So we've done two choral albums on Decca already, so we felt it was time to do a solo piano album. And I never actually done an album that's only solo piano. I did one album that was all piano, but some of the tracks were with three pianos that I would record all three on top of each other. So yeah, I really wanted to come back to doing another piano album, and we wanted to do something that was very peaceful and that's very suitable to listen to, I mean, anytime, but especially at night, maybe.
So these pieces were recorded in the evening at different studios around New York City. Why? Why did you do that?
Well, it was sort of a quest I had to try out a lot of the major recording studios in New York City, because I actually never really recorded much, even though I've lived here for a long time, because we usually do my albums in London or in England, because the label is based there, Decca. So I wanted to just try out recording studios here, and especially to try out their pianos to find the one that I love the most. So while doing that, we sort of, you know, we recorded me sort of short sessions, 3-4 hours each time. And I would just record a bunch of free improvisations every time. And after a while, I had a lot of them. And so I was like, what, let's turn this into the album. Some of them I just kept like they were improvised, because I usually improvise in fairly sort of structured ways, so they're almost like pieces, you know. And some of them I kind of messed around with a lot after and edited into sort of coherent pieces. But they all came out of free improvisations recorded at night somewhere in New York.
Improvisation isn't always easy for artists or composers, especially those who come from more classical roots. How is it for you? Would you consider it to be something that comes to you pretty easily?
Yeah, I think so. I think because I always, that was always what I loved doing the most on the piano. I never get nervous improvising, because then you're sort of in complete control, right? And you could turn it into whatever you want it to be. So I would only get nervous kind of when I was playing Mozart or Bach or something like that. So I love that sense of freedom and of potential. Like anything can happen, and that's exciting to me, because it's never the same, and it's always an expression of kind of who you are at that exact moment, you know.
Now, Keith Jarrett caught your ear early on. Is he someone who's inspired you with respect to your improvising?
Definitely, yeah. You can't maybe hear it as much on this album, just because it's so kind of meditative throughout. And his music is, a lot of it has a lot of, you know, energy and a huge passion that he has in his improv. But yeah, he's always been a huge influence to me. And to me, I think he's the greatest piano improviser I've ever heard. He was the first artist I ever heard do a full concert that was fully improvised, right? So his solo piano concerts. So that kind of blew me away when I was a teenager and I heard the Köln concert for the first time. And it's just his touch and his technique is just out of this world. But what I love the most is the heart he has in his improv and the incredible warmth and heart I feel in his music is really special and really, really rare.
That's also what attracts you to choral music, right? The heart of the music, how it touches the heart?
Definitely, yes. And also the heart of the choral community, I think. There is a lot of heartfelt connection to the music.
You're also a huge fan of film scores, and I'm wondering if you might have been imagining a scene when you were writing these pieces.
I don't know. I think because these all came from free improvisations, I usually try to not think about anything at all as much as possible. I think the more I try to connect it to something or have a preconceived idea or sort of direct inspiration, the less sort of freedom it has, the less authentic it turns out to be. So I try to be completely open and not think at all, really. So the titles usually come after the fact. So the titles on this album are mostly kind of hearing the music when it was done and kind of feeling what does this piece remind me of? What does it make me think of? And what kind of image does it conjure?
Okay, well, I'm going to throw out some titles to you, and you can tell me what you heard after the fact. How about Shadows?
Obviously, it has to do with something as dark and night-related. But I think it also, there's a kind of melancholic darkness to the piece that is also there's an ambivalence I think to the piece that eventually I think is sort of resolved. But yeah, the shadows come from a sense of lyrical ambivalence.
Polar is another piece that's kind of dreamy, but it has a lot of forward motion. Tell me what you were hearing after you created that work.
Polar is one maybe more connected to where I grew up in Norway, which is the polar circle runs through it, and a lot of memories of very cold nights. Even though I'm from the south, it still gets very cold. And I think the special light at night made me think of that. And I live in New York City now, so I don't see stars because of the light pollution. But in Norway, the sky was, you know, tons. It was just lit up with stars, and there's sort of a big sky, you know, as if you're in Montana.
Moonrise is especially beautiful. Tell me how that piece evolved.
So Sundown, which is the track that comes before it, and Moonrise were kind of one piece. They're kind of A and B part. So we decided to cut it up into two pieces instead. But the title are meant to be connected.
There are 18 improvisations on this recording. Are there any that have become kind of personal favorites?
I think for whatever reason, that one that's really close to my heart is the one called Quiet Streets. It's very, very simple and kind of very innocent, very friendly. I also feel strongly about the track called Still, which was the first single from the album as well. Which is more kind of free form, but very intimate, very quiet. The whole piece is completely quiet, and so I recorded it with the damper pedal down the whole time. And I really like that kind of muffled sound and the kind of the ambience that that gives you.
And each of the pieces are very short. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, I wanted them to be kind of little snapshots, you know? And it was also that we wanted to be very friendly to streaming and to, like, Spotify and Apple Music, which is such a huge part of the way many people listen these days, which is the way I listen as well. So that was a big part of that.
As these pieces were rolling off your fingertips, were there any surprising results?
Well, I mean, they were all kind of surprising because I don't really remember anything when I improvised them, which is what I love about that process of starting out with free improvisations, because I get to kind of discover them again when I listen back later. They're all created in the moment, so I can't remember too much of it, especially when I record for a few hours, you know. So that's the really exciting part of the process, to kind of listen back later and see if which ones really kind of light a spark and that I want to keep developing. Yeah, that's probably my favorite part of the process even.
A new recording called Night, Solo Piano Improvisations from Ole Yalo. If you're enjoying new classical tracks, the absolute best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. Thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.